Should I buy a house from a wholesaler? Okay. Or maybe you're an investor.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
All right. So maybe this question is not for you. Maybe this question is for someone else who you may end up selling to later. Should I buy a house from a wholesaler? Okay. Or maybe you're an investor and you're looking to know if you should buy a house from a wholesaler. The real question that I will use to answer that is why not? Okay. Like, why not? Okay. Now, there are quite a few why nots. Okay. There are quite a few why nots. Why you shouldn't buy a house from a wholesaler. Okay. But the first one is this: if there's a daisy chain going on, what is a daisy chain? So this person lock up a property under contract, and then they have a co-wholesaler, and then another co-wholesaler. You look through your market in the groups, and you find out that about 15 people are trying to market the same deal. Okay, there's a good chance that it's not a good deal. That's number one, because if it was such a good deal, one person can get rid of it and sell it very quickly. The market doesn't lie, right? The market is what it is. The market knows what it can pay for it. With that being said, sometimes you have to push a deal a little bit long enough to catch the right buyer, right? Or to capture the attention of the right buyer. You know, some houses they're not necessarily a fit for everyone, right? All right. So with that being said, should you buy a house from a wholesaler? If you know that this person is actually a wholesaler and they have contract and they've closed deals before in the past, yes, sure. If they can show you that, you know, you write a contract and they write a contract and they get it back to you and it's the price that you want, absolutely. Here's the thing I warn you about wholesalers. The name on the record, or the owner's record, what do you call it? Yeah, owner's record, right, at the county may not match the name on the contract, okay? They may bring to you what they call an assignment contract, right? Meaning they actually lock this property, this deal, they lock it up with another contract, but they're going to assign that contract to you. If they're assigning the contract to you, then you kind of want to see the original contract. But you have to promise yourself you're not going to be greedy. Just in case they're making $30,000, $40,000, you're not going to be like, but hey, can I get a better price? You need to find out what price works for you. Make sure you're a strong person, strong enough person emotionally not to get affected by greed. And then you lock up the contract and then you fulfill, because it's not just about this one deal. They may bring other deals to you in the future that can make you money or that can help you secure a property at a better price. So you could be a landlord to be, right? It could be the house you want to live in, or they may help you sell another property to a person that you know you love that will benefit from that. So you don't want to go into that relationship and just be greedy. Just know what kind of numbers work for you with that kind of property, and understand that some things may not happen conventionally. You should make sure you have your own personal attorney that will look over things at the closing and make sure that title is actually passed to you properly. You can also ask for your attorney to make sure that title is being passed to you clear off of any kind of encumbrances and craziness, right? That's the part of your attorney to play. Your attorney is not there to say, hey, who's the owner of records? Why is the contract different? If you play that game, it's not going to work with wholesalers, because wholesalers lock up the property with a contract, which secures what you call an equitable interest in the property, right? But they haven't closed. And some people are going to be like, but how can you sell a house that you don't own? Well, that's what, from where I'm from, that's what you call a jam question. That means a stupid question. It's no such thing as a stupid question, but it means like you're playing the wrong game. Go, if you want to ask those kind of detailed questions, you need to go deal with a realtor, go deal with a real estate agent who will do everything conventionally, but that also tend to mean you may not get find the same kind of deal, right? Like if you find a house at a discount, that's the trade-off. You gotta be open to the idea that some things may be out of the box, but not necessarily illegal, all right? So that's that. So should you buy a house from a wholesaler? Why not? As long as you make sure that it's a legitimate situation, and the best person to find that out for you is an attorney, okay? But make sure you know what you're doing, because for the most part, the wholesaler will sell you a house as is. There's nothing guaranteed, okay? But if you're buying to flip, if you understand the game of real estate, then you can really, really pick up some really good deals from wholesalers. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.